regular meeting. This opens up the regular meeting of Council Transportation and Work for May 2012. We start out with public comments. Anyone like to make any statements regarding any matter? Excellent. Thank you very much.
Chairman?
Yes? Come on up, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Board. I'm Preston Breeding with A. Morton Thomas & Associates, senior engineer here locally. Would like to thank you for coming to Bristol District. Someone who lives here and works here every day on many of your projects, we deeply appreciate your support of the Bristol District, our program. Tremendous number of very exciting projects going on here. Some you heard about yesterday, some you were fortunate enough to see. We invite you back anytime to see those ones that weather prohibited the tour. I'd like to specifically express my support for the Coalfield Expressway as well as the 460 connector. I'd like to share with you a very quick story that 16 years ago, I joined Mr. Keene and a group of Buchanan County High School students as I was preparing to go to college, pursue my engineering degree, and I addressed then Commissioner Gear on this campus here and expressed support for funding of the expressway. And my story was very simple at that time, which was if we don't fund projects like this, where can I come home to work? Once I pursue and receive my degree in engineering, where am I going to come to work? And 16 years later, I'm very proud to say that I was a geotechnical engineer for the KBR project. I was a construction engineer for Hawk's Nest there for 2.5 years. And then today, I'm the design build project manager for Rapopas Phase 2 of the connector. So I want to say, for me personally, thank you very much for your support of the district, for our program here. Thank you for coming to the Bristol District to see what we have going on. And as someone who works in all 9 districts, and I have staff today working in all 9 districts, yeah, I appreciate your leadership, your support. It's been very rewarding to see your workshop this morning. Look forward to the rest of the meeting. And thank you again for the support of the program.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
Mr. Chairman? I just want to make a brief comment of thanks to our dear colleagues, Jim Louie and James King, for setting us up here in this wonderful district. Really appreciate this. And you have a wonderful place to live, beautiful. And I want to just say publicly that I appreciate all the coal that you all produce here because it keeps my lights on. So just keep up the good work. And thanks so much for having us down here. It's wonderful.
You're welcome to come back anytime.
I'll be back.
Anyone else from the public or public comment?
Mr. Chairman and Board, I'm Charlotte Mullins. I'm the Director of Economic Development for Dickinson County, Virginia, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the Coalfield Expressway. I want to thank you for your support of the funding for the construction to date, especially the Pound to Clintwood access. We live in the only county, you've heard this many times, that does not have any four-way interstate or any four-way highway. That is difficult when I try to recruit business and industry. I can sympathize with hearing what VEDP's numbers comes out there, projects that you turn away. I turn away regularly because of the transportation issue. I want to ask you to continue to fund the entire corridor of the Coalfields Expressway so that we that are in Dickinson County, in between Buchanan and Wise, that our folks can get in and out, better access to doctors. That's an advantage to our people, our citizens. But as we deal and wrestle with our budget in Dickinson County every day, I need to generate new revenue for our county. And one of the ways we do that is bringing in new businesses. But without transportation, that's very difficult for us. We're into a process of a $110 million school project. We're getting ready to undergo a courthouse construction project. We're invested highly in Dickinson County, and we're investing lots of dollars. And so I want to ask all of you and plead with all of you to continue to support the Coalfields Expressway and so that we can continue with our economic development and the advantages that it will bring to Dickinson County and to the citizens of Dickinson County. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Anyone else?
My name is David Moore. I'm the county administrator for Dickinson County. I'd like to thank each of you for being here today and allowing me to come in front of you. I'd like to point out that Dickinson County, a very small county here in Southwest Virginia, we are represented today by myself, Ms. Mullins, who is my IDA director. I have two of my five district supervisors, Ms. Shelby Willis and Mr. Gary Hall. I think that speaks volumes for the importance of the Coalfield Expressway project to not only the region, but in particular our county. I could reiterate what Ms. Mullins has shared with you this morning, but the only thing I'd like to add is the proposed route for the project currently runs right by the Brakes Interstate Park. And to me, that is one of the tourism gold mines that is still untapped in this area. It is called the Grand Canyon of the South for a reason, and they have a considerable amount of tourists that come in and out, but the ability of this expressway to really highlight what that area is and what it's about and the economic impact that could bring to not only Dickinson County, but Buchanan County, the eastern Kentucky counties, is very important. In addition to that, we are also working on trail systems, not just the trails within our own county, but we are part of a regional process, the Spearhead Program, which is looking to develop ATV trails and a lot of other that are similar to the Hatfield-McCoy that you hear about. The completion of this project could really be a great tie-in for the existing trails that are in southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky, and would allow this part of Virginia to have access to some economic impact that we most seriously need, and we have the ability to do, but we just need to see the completion of this project. And I thank you for your time.
How's Ralph Stanley doing?
He is great.
He is actually
getting ready to have his festival, so
good.
We're looking forward to that as well.
He's a great asset.
He is a great asset, and he's an ambassador for us.
I think there's 18 of us as far as Texas.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. At this point, we're going to have the minutes of closed out public comment period, and now we have the minutes of April 18, 2012.
Move to approve. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much. Local Assistance Division, Mr. Brule. Yes. Sure, come on. We'll reopen public comment here.
I thought there was two before me. Secretary Connaughton, Chairman, and members of the board, especially Secretary Keene and Bowie, or members Bowie and Keene. Shannon Scott, County Administrator with Wise County. Of course, the neighboring county to Dickinson County, who has spoken. Come here primarily in support of the Coalfield Expressway, and I'll bring to your attention another need that I feel. If we had $1 million for every time we've heard the word access this morning, the rural counties of Southwest Virginia could build anything that they want to. Two of the great concerns that I feel there is for Wise and Dickinson, and I speak to them in particular, are the words remote and isolated. We know that 460 is going to greatly open up Buchanan County. Buchanan County into 19, 19 into 81 and 77. Scott County has its access through the city of Kingsport, Tennessee. Lee County has its access. But if you'll just think for just a moment, Wise County and Dickinson County could be greatly isolated and continue to be isolated as they have been for decades, when they were supported by coal and most recently by gas, those two assets quickly sliding away. We appreciate, by the way, your being here in Southwest Virginia. We greatly appreciate your coming here and allowing us to be able to speak to you more conveniently. There's many things that we're thankful for. In Wise County, we have routes 23 and 58, all four lane. In Dickinson County, there's three that they're proud of, although they're not four lane. It's 83, 63, and 80. We have many tourism opportunities. The state of Virginia has invested much in the Crooked Road, the Country Music Highway, in the Heartwood Experience, the Brakes Park that you've heard about. You've invested much. The state of Virginia has invested much in the University of Virginia's College at Wise and Mountain Empire Community College, Lonesome Pine Airport at Wise. The only basis for economic development in the far Colville counties is that which we've created ourselves. It was a voluntary tax on the coal companies and gas companies to tax themselves to allow for economic development after the fact. It's VCETA. And as goes coal and gas, so goes VCETA. And as goes VCETA, so goes our future unless we have access otherwise. I think you might feel then what I'm trying to convey, and that's the tremendous, tremendous need for the Colville Expressway. I bring to your attention and plant a seed for one other highway, which you will find on the six-year secondary plan. That's Innovation Highway. Now, Innovation Highway is a connector road from Route 58, just outside between Norton and Coburn, to the area of the University of Virginia's College at Wise. I bring to you the thoughts of also extending the Innovation Highway from the area of the University of Virginia's College at Wise into the area of the Colville Expressway to open up Dickinson and Buchanan students to the University of Virginia's College at Wise, to open up that group of citizens to the university, and also a quicker access to the Tri-Cities and to the opportunities that will be provided economically by Northrop Grumman and CGI. We know that at the public hearing held in Salem, there were those who were concerned about the environment and spoke against the Colville Expressway. We understand, but those people are not responsible for job creation, economic development, tourism development, jobs training, and all the things that must come with keeping a series of communities alive. And once again, the very opposite of remote, the very opposite of isolation is access. We appeal to you for greater access within the communities of Wise and Dickinson County. We, more than any other area, I think, of the state of Virginia, have expressed our willingness to help ourselves. We simply ask for consideration of the Commonwealth Transportation Board to look at these two projects in particular. We urge your support for the Colville Expressway, and when the opportunity arises, your support for the Innovation Highway. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Mr. Brill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have one action item for you today, which I mentioned in my presentation earlier. This is a request from Carroll County for Economic Development Access Funds for the Wildwood Commerce Park, which is one of the mega sites in the VEDP Strategic Properties Initiative. They're planning to construct an access road into that park at an estimated cost of $1.8 million and are requesting the maximum allocation from the Economic Development Access Fund of $650,000 towards that construction. Staff recommends approval.
Great question. Sir,
Mr. Chairman, I move approval. Second.
Mr. Chairman,
aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Would previous projects like this, if we changed our policy in June or whenever we were going to vote on it, would they be eligible to come back? Since we've talked about three tranches, is it your anticipation that in your recommendation to us, these sorts of projects would be eligible to come back?
Yes, they would be eligible to come back for a second construction.
Thank you.
Mr. Kilpatrick, Maintenance Division, do we have a motion on 2 and 3, Mr. Bowie?
Well, let me move approval. Second.
All is fair.
I need to correct it. Y'all got them in the Lynchburg district.
Well, that's on the agenda. I mean, that's on the agenda. Is it correct on here? Just make sure they're listed in the right district.
We got the right.
Okay.
All is fair. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you very much. Dr. Davis, number 4.
Yes, I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Mr. Kilpatrick, excellent presentation.
Thank you very much.
Programming Division, Mr. Kilpatrick, you're filling in today.
I'm back again. We have some additions and transfers. Again, these are largely accounting moves that are being done through the Programming Division. I ask for your consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question on the
Tell me again where the money is coming from for the additions.
If you look back on the transfer page, mm-hmm. you should see.
No, I mean the aggregate. I know which projects. But I mean, we're not in transfers now, we're in additions.
Yes, sir. If you look at the transfer in.
So this is coming from specific projects.
If you yes, sir. If you look at the Victory Boulevard, you'll flip back to the next tab. You'll see that the movement of that money from one project to the other. And again, these are moving existing balances and are not adding or dropping from other projects.
Yeah, I must have missed that appendix.
So
comment. At our last meeting, there was an addition of $50 million. Between the time we received the initial documents and until the time of the meeting. So when that type of thing happens, that needs to be highlighted better.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
So we need to know that. Thanks.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Number six. We have a motion on second.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Small. Environmental.
Chairman, good morning, members of the board. Last month, you received a presentation on the I-77-81 overlap Tier 2 environmental assessment. What we're here today is to ask you for a location decision. There were three alternatives that were looked at, the no-build alternative, option A, alternative A, which is four lanes on new alignment, and then option B, which is an existing lane in each direction on the existing alignment. From an environmental standpoint, there are no significant environmental impacts and no significant differences environmentally between the two options. So we would submit to you for whatever option the board determines should go forward.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Boone.
At the presentation last month, I stated that I favored the removal and separation of these two highways. I pointed out then that the people today look back at what was done 30 years ago and say, why did they do it that way instead of doing it as it should have been done and avoid this $580 million expense now? I fear that 30 years in the future, they'll look back at what we might do today and have the same question. However, I'm going to change the recommendation I made last time and go another way as a practical reality. If these two are separated, the entire length of it is going to be without utility, which means that the entire length of it have to be done in one construction project, $580 million. I don't see that happening within the period of time when some relief is going to be absolutely necessary. Practical reality, I think if we take the overlapping I-77 and I-81 and improve that road by adding lanes on either side, it could be done in phases, several phases to get the job done instead of a $580 million project, several smaller projects. And while I think the ultimate best solution would be to separate them. As a practical reality, I would recommend the, I believe it's B, that right. Would be to improve the existing. And in the meanwhile, there are a number of minor improvements, sort of band-aids that could be done to improve that situation even before adding the additional lanes. So for that reason, I'm recommending the location or the project identified as B.
That's a motion. Do you have a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, in the spirit of full disclosure, I have a business relationship with a company that has several businesses along that stretch, and as such, I've been advised by the AG's office to recuse myself from discussion and vote on this.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Question, how much would the additional lane cost if we did the project?
The two estimates, planning estimates that we have for option A, which is along the new alignment, it's approximately $585 million. for option B along the existing alignment, it's $467 million.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lett, Ms. Colbert.
I have a question concerning Mr. Bowie's assessment. Is it unlikely that we would have federal interstate funds for either one of these options? I mean, would not this be a priority for use of federal interstate funds?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Coulomb, I mean, it is eligible for federal interstate funds. It would be up to this board to decide among those interstate funds where they should be placed.
And the second question, if we were to pursue the project with either option, how long are we anticipating that would solve the congestion problem?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Coulomb, we base all of our, I mean, the study was based on traffic conditions 2035.
Yeah.
So in looking at the design and what we will do at the interchanges along the existing alignment, we're going to be basing that on traffic in 2035.
Final question, Mr. Chairman. Would choosing option B now make it impossible to reconsider an option A alignment sometime in the future?
Mr. Chairman, I never want to say anything's impossible, so that would be my response. I mean, if in the future there's a need, a different, I mean, the purpose and need of this project is to address capacity and safety in that corridor. We believe that either one of these options will address that capacity and safety concerns. But if there is another purpose and need of building a separated facility in the future, we would obviously be able to look at that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I stand in support of Mr. Bowie's comments and suggestions and also to the fact that there needs to be some immediate help. A, we're going to have to wait too long to get any immediate help in that corridor. And I think, as some have suggested, we can move forward with some sections that we can improve immediately, particularly that I-77 north traffic being backed up 6 miles down 77 on some weekends here. So I'm going to stand and support Mr. Bowie's motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, garbage sales. Any further questions?
So moved.
CRPP, Director Drake.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, members of the board. This is an application by Trinity Packaging Corporation in the town of Rocky Mound. It's $275,000 to add 1,500 foot of track. It is an expansion of their existing facility. It does add 25 jobs. They meet all of our criteria. They do have a resolution passed by the town as well as the support of Virginia Economic Development Partnership, and they do have a clawback provision should they not meet performance metrics. So we hope it would be your pleasure to accept their application.
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Received 24 projects for the April 25th letting. There were no projects over $5 million. There were 5 projects between $2 and $5 million and 19 projects under $2 million. And we're recommending award of all 24 projects to the commission.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Any new business? Okay, before we adjourn, Ms. Carroll, can you tell us what the plan for the rest of the day? contract will maybe be in September, and then we'll look at going up to Winchester. I have the opportunity to visit the inland port, maybe see some of the projects up there, go to the our weigh station, which is actually one of the busiest weigh stations not only in our system, but in the country, and we'll lay out a few other things. But I want to thank all the work that went into this. It took a lot of coordination, a lot of time. I want to thank Mike Russell and all the folks out here in the Bristol District. So thank you all very much for all the work.